Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, folks? This is, what is this, Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, and this is your host and star, Stacey Felicia Johnson, the founder and director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, the youngest of Willie and Willa Mae Johnson, and the mother of Jessica, Freddie, and Christopher, and Eli's Ganny. And today we are talking about what we talked about yesterday, education in Black Americans. And I got my reggae music playing because I love reggae music. But you know what? I love Black people. And I can't be the only one that feels this passionate about why is stuff so dank and we need to get it better. I can't be the only one. So, you know, I named my little shows different things to try to prompt people to listen. And why is it when I name them fight, violence, kill, you know, stuff like that, oh, everybody listens. But you name something, stand for your people or God, or nobody listens. That is just, well, to me, that's what's wrong with us as a people. We've gotten so accustomed to only expecting and looking for the worst in our people that that's the only thing we pay attention to. So, you know, looking at that, it was disheartening. I mean, I was like, damn. You know, when I talk about stand and if warrior and I had a fight, 10,000 niggas and their grandma want to listen. But when you say, come stand with me for my people, don't nobody want to listen to that shit. That, I can't be the only one Black in America that thinks that's a travesty and a shame. You know, I mean, my own family don't stand up for each other, so I can understand it, but it's not right. It's not something I want to see continue. It's something I feel I can do about it, so that's what I want to know. You know, as a Black American, I mean, what's it going to take? What's it going to take for Black people to stand up for Black people, acknowledge Black people, hear about good things about Black people, not expect to be entertained when it comes to Black people? Because there is nothing entertaining about the plight of Black America. As far as education, it's not entertaining. It's not something that's nice. And I'm a Black person. And, you know, to me, I mean, I want to feel good about being a Black person. I feel good about being Stacey. I feel great about being Stacey. I feel great about being my mom and daddy's child. But I feel like shit about being Black in America. Everything bad is good, and nothing good means anything. Name something, now I'm going to name something, oh, I got pictures of dicks. Everybody's going to listen tomorrow. Put out pictures of dicks, and everybody will listen. Talk about help me do what's right for Black people in America in the 2000s. Don't nobody want to listen. Everybody is caught up in the bullshit that it was created for us to get caught up in about 20 so years ago. Everybody's created a bullshit existence for themselves where they think that as long as their little piece of their bullshit pie is good, it's all good. But understand, we are the only race of people that don't give a damn about self-preservation and the preservation of our people. We are the only race of people. I can't be the only one that gives a damn. Old people are tired, so they too tired to give a damn. Young people are too dumb to give a damn. So where are the people like in their 50s and 40s? Where are you people at? Where are you people at? Where are you people maybe even in your 60s? Where are you people at standing up for some shit that's right for Black people? What I'm trying to do is start with the kids, because you old Black people are usually just tired and so used to bullshit. And even Black leaders, I'm like, why are you even a Black leader? What does that mean in America? What does that mean to be a Black leader in America? Anybody Black, I mean, our president, okay, yeah, great, great. That was God's wake-up call to the rest of us, okay? And my white friend will be the first one to tell me that he ain't African-American. he's African and his mama was American, but he's not African-American. But he, you know, he lived in America. He grew up stupid. I got to fight stupid most times. But I got to fight ignorant when it comes to my own people. So what I'd like to know is, what is it going to take for black people to get up off their ass and do something for other black people? I know. My family don't do shit for me. So I don't know whose fault that is, but I don't like to place fault and blame and stuff, but the reality of it is, this is what we were. This is what we were. 10-point program. One, we want freedom, and we want the power to determine the destiny of our black community. That's what we were when I was born. That's what we were. This is what we were. We want full employment for our people. That's what we were. People were strong enough to stand in front of people and say this to white people, to the government. This is what we were. We want to end the robbery of the capitalists in our black communities. This is what we were. What we are today, a nigga will sell his mama crack. That's what we are today. This is what we were. This is what we were. We want decent housing fit for the shelter of human beings. That's what we were. That's what we were. That's what we were. That's what I am today. That's why the pool's clean. Okay? This is what we were. We want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this. See, that's why I messed up. Decadent American society. Okay, we know America's all fucked up. And you know what? America is fucked up and it's tricky. And it has the power to make you believe the things that it wants you to believe. And right now, they call this the dawn of Aquarius, you know, because this is the age of knowledge, where if you're still running around thinking you need a job to succeed, thinking a whole lot of shit that's not real, then you're confused. And we as a people, we're so confused that we have confused ourselves to the point that when we see that black person suffering, we don't make a connection that that's us. Because this country taught us to do that. The simple fact that this country never makes us requires that we study African history, African-American history. You know, I'm only the person that I am because I'm proud of who I am. And my parents made me aware of who I am and where I came from. If you don't understand where you came from, you sure in the hell don't know where you're going. And that is the principal problem in black America. We don't know where we came from. Okay, Martin Luther King died a long time ago. Black history is not even celebrated in schools, even in that sorry-ass 1 month that they get. Okay, so what we were, point number seven, what we were, well, they wanted black men to be exempt from military service, which I could understand that. And that's just straight up. That's straight up, just straight up. And I could understand that. But if you live in this country, you should defend it. And you have a right to defend, and you have a duty to defend this country. If you enjoy the freedoms that this country brings, then, yeah, you have every right to enjoy or to defend the country. And so the Black Panthers, and this is the 10-point program from the Black Panthers, and I'm happy to say, maybe I'm not, that my brothers in love, the new Black Panthers, are my Twitter followers. And you know what? It's all about loving black people. And what I get so pissed off about now that I'm old and wise enough to see what goes on in America is that, you know, your perception is everything. So if all you see is negative, that's all you begin to understand about whatever, whether it's your own people, other people. And that's what's pretty much it. We're all kind of stuck in the system that they put us in a long time ago. Like my mom and daddy said, my mom and daddy had me in a system. You graduating from high school and you're going to college. No questions asked. Don't even worry about it. Okay? Don't even ask twice. And we're going to go so far as to tell you what you're going to study. All of that shit is wrong. All of that is the system shit, but that's all that they knew. And it prospered me. But now we in a different kind of thing. And, you know, and just today I had to make the student loan people aware of how, I mean, me, right now, how I'm living is a result of me breaking free from the system that they put us in that we are just ultimately destined to lose. What kind of America, and I'm just saying on GP, yes, I took out student loans when I was a young woman, didn't have no kids. I took out a student loan to benefit not just me. I took out a student loan to benefit me, my children, and that nigga I married. Okay? When he met me, I was a teacher. So I was benefiting from that student loan. Okay, so pass all that, pass the nigga leaving, pass all that. Mommy raised 3 kids by herself, 1, 2, 3 jobs over 17, 20 years. So today I get a call from the student loan people. Mind you, somebody owes me $57,000. Okay, at a discount rate. That's a discount rate like a motherfucker because I made $60,000 a year, and I raised my kids about 17 years by myself. So that nigga got a discount of only owing me $57,000 to this day and paying me $50 a month until I finally sue him, which is coming. I'd rather see you in jail. You can keep your $50. Anyway, so I get a call from the student loan people. Oh, well, ma'am, we know you refuse to pay your student loan. So we just calling to tell you we will begin to garnish your wages. I said, well, look, I ain't got no wages, so I told you that from the beginning. And we're going to start to garnish. And whenever you get Social Security, Ms. Johnson, we're going to take your Social Security for your student loan. I said, you know what? I already knew that. I told you that when you called me. I said, I asked you, what new can you possibly tell me about my student loans? What new can you tell me, 50 years old, about my student loans? Okay? What could you tell me that I already know? I'm telling you what I know. I deferred it for 20 years, okay? Yeah, they twice as much. But you know what? And I asked her, what kind of fucking country do we live in where the mother, yeah, you find me because I'm responsible. You find me because I have a business. You find me because I have a phone. You find me because I live as Stacy Johnson with a Social Security number and a driver's license number and a driver's license and all of that shit. You find me because I've lived my life as a responsible American in this fucking country. But you don't seem to be able to find the nigga that made me responsible for all of this shit because I didn't pay student loans because I was paying for some children. What I owe you, he owes me. So what kind of country do we fucking live in that you come after the responsible one that raised 3 kids who are now themselves responsible, have jobs, and contributing to a better society? What kind of fucking country do we live in that you come after the responsible one, but you can't help me for 5 minutes get my $57,000 that I'm owed? Oh, you got 50,000 reasons why, because oh, he's in Chicago, you're in California, da, da, da. You got 50,000 fucking reasons, government, why you can't get me my money. But then you want to call me and tell me what you're going to do to me, the responsible one. Ain't that some shit? Ain't that a bitch? And that's America. And that's the system that our parents got. Get a student loan, because I ain't paying for shit. So get a student loan if you want to be educated, which I don't mind, because I shouldn't have gave my kids shit. They'd be a whole better set of kids right now. So I'm like, what kind of fucking country do we live in? What kind of country do we live in, America, where you go after the single mom that did her fucking job and you let the slacker find his new wife by chance, got the same name. I looked at her website, that old picture all cute and shit. You all backing him up like you come found the catch. That picture's all fun, bitch. I told you what you married. He gonna owe you money. I told you, this is 20 years ago. He ain't changed. His mama about to die. That's why he came to you. His mama be dead. He ain't going nowhere to live. What kind of country we live in, though, America, that we go after the mom who herself was homeless, trying to, and right now trying to be a responsible contributor to society, still keeping her nonprofit going, still building a business, but the slacker is living off of something, off some hole in Chicago. What kind of world, what kind of country do we live in when we have laws that allow that and not you go get the mama's money? What kind of country do we live in? And every black person within the sound of my voice can do something to make their own money. Because, yeah, if I had a job, they would be taking my check right now. So what would I get for all my hard work for three disrespectful, ungrateful-ass kids? I raised you by myself. You took all my money. Now the government's going to take all my money afterwards. What kind of fucking country do we live in? We live in the country that we just sit up and get giggly about. That's bullshit. All we can do is help children, because we sure in the hell can't help old-ass, tired-ass niggas that think the only way they're going to get by is by having a job or beating their old elderly mama out of her money or, oh, thank God, sister's disabled. Let me beat her out of her money till we kill her. Sad, sorry shit. So what we trying to do here at the Black People Business every day is trying to show black people, do something, have some self-respect. Have some shit. Have some self-respect like these niggas in 10 points. Get 2 points at your house. Get two. Two things you going to do on a regular basis. Wash your ass every day and your dishes. That'd be a nice start. I can't be the only black person that's so fed up with this old bullshit that we got going on right now. I can't be. Including my own siblings. I'm like, who are y'all? Fucking 10 strangers. Who gave birth to you? Everybody's fancy, but don't nobody do shit for it. We got a sister sitting in her own shit. And everybody older than me, and they ain't doing nothing. So when I get to L.A., I'm going to be like, everybody was scared when my brother Mikey came. Oh, Mikey coming, Mikey coming. Mikey ain't shit today. Now, Stacy coming. And Stacy coming with the power of God, okay, and with realness and with truth, and not with a bunch of old bullshit. That's what this world is turned into, a bunch of bullshit for black people. Soon as that rap hit in video games, we were done. We were done. Think about it. Between video games, crack, and what, rap? We're done. We were done. And every nigga that rose above that shit thought he was had twinkle toes. Instead of reaching his ass back down and realizing he'd be right there if it wasn't for somebody. Some bullshit in this country. Black people are full of shit. And if me and Terry got to be the only ones trying to pull niggas out their shit, then that's what me and Terry going to do. Because a nigga will run right with you once you got some shit. Help you get it? Oh, hell no. Can't do that. Family included. I'm like, Mama and Daddy, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you did, what happened with before 1964. I'm sorry. These niggas don't do nothing but slash and flash, okay? They don't help nobody but theyself, and it's 10 people, 11, that fake one in the front. She the one. You know how my own sin, that's why I'm going to start with my own family. Love covers sin, but it's so much of it. I'm the youngest. I'm the youngest that nobody paid attention to. So maybe that's why I'm sitting here doing this shit when everybody's fancy, wearing tuxedos and ain't doing shit for nobody, embarrassing their families and all kind of shit and giggling. I start with my own damn family. I see why black people messed up. That's why I'm like, Mom and Daddy, I'm glad you did, because these niggas is sorry. You died trying to beat them into goodness. Damn. I don't know what's wrong with me. When I looked at my ring, oh, stand for your people. Oh, two people will listen. Stand for your people. Oh, if you got to fight, fight like a fighter. Oh, 99,000 niggas listen to that one. What's that say about our sorry-ass people? Oh, we need entertainment. We don't want truth. We just want entertainment. So when they come get your ass, hey, guess what? They taking your voting rights? Okay, guess what else? Okay, what else are they going to take from your ass next? Mitt Romney talking about how giggly it was to see all the Asians behind the fence, and that motherfucker want to be president of this country. Guess who the first one's going behind the fence? The niggas that used to be behind the fence. Al Sharpton is not going to save your ass once you're behind the fence. Damn. You better, wait, hold on a minute. I need reggae in my life. I done hit a midlife crisis yet. Hey, I don't want one freak, I want three, because this world is crazy. You know what I'm saying? As long as you do what's good, it ain't nobody talking about sex with everybody all bad on your mind. Because I'm such an enjoyment, I ain't even got to have sex. I just do a good job about everything I do. I make people laugh and I feed them. I want black people to be happy. I'm gonna be like the black Mother Teresa. I'm gonna get a Nobel for something. The first Nobel Prize for cussing. Oh, white people secrets that black people know. Before we take a break, I personally think Diet Coke is magical. Why do all white people drink Diet Coke? Why? I think it's magical. You don't order 2 Egg McMuffins and an extra large Diet Coke. I think it's magical. Start drinking it. Or insurance company. Everybody had a case, 3-4 cases. All white people, Diet Coke. What's in Diet Coke? Was there something in Diet Coke? You don't drink coffee in the morning, you drink Diet Coke? Mm-mm. I tried to give my little niggas a light Gatorade. They like light. And the world knows black people ain't drinking nothing diet light. There's something magical in Diet Coke. I say you start drinking it if you can stomach it. That's one thing. White people's secrets that black people know, Diet Coke is magical. Next thing, if McDonald's messes up one burger, you go in there and you demand 6 more to replace it because grandma was very upset. I've seen a special dude that couldn't even read. He worked for me. He was like, oh, no, Stace, we're going to take this back. We're going to take it back. Kelly took that shit back, came back with 6 more burgers. White people secrets, black people know. This is Black People Business Wednesday on Monday, baby. So, Bad Burger, get you 6 more. I'll be back. We're going to play Soul. This is my song. I got to turn it down. You know what, guys? I love black people. And that's all. Everything I do comes from a spirit of loving black people. I get up 3 o'clock so I can see the warrior, his belt and arms and feet in my window. So, you know, sometimes I get dreamy. Maybe I've gone on along a little too long, but my whole goal is, really, my goal is to some way, somehow, to force these public schools to make it a requirement that children learn black history from a black person. I mean, if we don't demand it, it'll sound ridiculous. But if we all demand it, it'll really sound totally normal. I mean, I've celebrated more Cinco de Mayo than I care to remember. You know what I'm saying? And Cinco de Mayo did not pick cotton and all that old good stuff that made America rich and strong. You know, that's all I'm saying. Black people made America rich and strong. America's going to have to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? One way or another. You know, whether it's a black president for 2 terms and piss him off for 8 years straight, somehow, some way, you know, you have to pay. Nobody, the universe has an excellent, perfect accounting system. You reap what you sow. And so all of this making everybody broke, even white people, and all of this money put in to just buy elections and stuff is white America that knows what it's done's attempt to not reap what it sows. But it's not bigger than God. And I'm listening to some of the great thinkers today, and they said the first 7 presidents, the first 7 presidents in this country did not think in terms of Christianity. They thought in terms of deity, and that's a whole different kettle of fish. Look it up. Get educated. If you're not educated, people can tell you anything. That's why I say you stand, or else you'll fall for everything. We're not educated as much as we should be. That's why we don't pay taxes, other people do. We don't understand what's going on in this country. Laws are made without our knowledge, but that affect us. And if we don't remain educated in some way or find someone that is and listen to them, you're done. You're just a fucking sheep just following along. That's why I say I refuse to be a sheep. Our job is to stand out. To stand out among the crowd. We are to stand out. The only reason why we have the freedom to sit where we want on a bus, we have the freedom to vote now in some states and not all, is because somebody stood for something that they believed in no matter what. A genius is a person that sees regular things in a irregular way. They refuse to accept the status quo. Be a genius. Refuse to accept what your gut tells you is wrong. What's going on for black America, regardless, is wrong. No, it should be, black America should really, at this point in America in 2012, my God, 40-some years after the Civil Rights Act passed, my God, you know, we should be doing so much more. I don't want my kid to be focused on totally entertaining the world as a profession. I want a scientist. I want someone that loves math. We can do that for our kids. But what we have to do first is to show them and to help them understand where they come from, what their guts are made of, what their people are made of. If you understand that the people that came here, oh, my God, I studied black history. And I can't understand how we even are alive today as a people, because we are a strong people, and we need to be stronger for our children. I need people to join me, and I'll be here tomorrow. We need to demand, write letters that black history, they have to have the option to learn that. And it's not some person like me just coming in, maybe. They need to be given the option, because if we don't understand where we come from, we won't know where to go, and that's totally, totally showing itself today in 2012. This is The Diary and Black People Business Wednesday on Monday. I love you. Join me tomorrow. I'm not going to talk about fighting. I need you to join me on something good. I love you. Jesse, I love you. Freddie, I love you. Chris, I love you. And world, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.